Hey folks, this is Nate from Fat Guy Squared. You can watch us on Twitch, fatguysquared.podbean.com, and also our podcast at the Google Play Store and iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and of course YouTube. If you want to send us an email, you can hit us at fatguysquared@gmail.com. And without further ado, folks, here's the show.
Fat Guy Squared.
Hey!
Oh, what's that, sweetie? You're offended by everything that we say?
Shut the fuck up. This is an entertainment podcast. If you don't like it, listen to something else. For everybody else, have a good time.
Tuna.
That's what you get out of that?
I don't know why. It just felt right.
It's going to leave that running for a couple of minutes. It's pretty nice.
It is nice.
We never actually talk over any of that, huh?
We just kind of fade in, fade out.
Fade in, fade out kind of thing. It's pretty nice. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. So, yay.
I know. You were thinking, nah, they won't do two.
Nah, that first one I did was fucking terrible.
Yep.
Let's do another one.
It was like my time I lost my virginity.
What was his name?
That wasn't cool. I know it's a long first name, but
Why, do you have a story, Nate?
No.
Is that what it is? You have a story? You just don't want to talk?
Nope.
I told him I would never say anything. So I want to open up I'm just going to start like this.
All right. So, I'll sit back and watch the show.
So, as you folks may or may not know, we record these in bulk. And we just had Halloween yesterday. Day before, rather.
Sure, yeah.
And the best part about this is that all the crazy, weird Halloween costumes have come out.
Yes.
There's some really bad ones. Like, we actually saw a little white gentleman wearing a MAGA hat.
He was dressed as Trump, and then there was a white – he had a handcuff or a ball and chain, I should say, on a white kid dressed in blackface and then a white girl dressed as Hillary.
Yeah, like, it's
as hardcore racist as
it's,
you could possibly
it's just
get.
Fucking not cool.
No.
So and then on the other end of the spectrum, we have absolutely ridiculous. So – folks, I'm going to play something, and I know you can't see it, but what you need to do is you got to type in, unicorn
weatherman,
and it, this is what it is. Okay.
Not so cold out there.
Now, what you're not seeing here is a gentleman is dressed as a giant unicorn, wearing complete white.
What is going on here?
With the hooves and the pink hair.
I mean, you can see his junk pretty clearly too. Yeah. It's pretty unsettling.
And this is on Global Gallery.
What are you wearing, Witzel?
What kind of?
I'm a unicorn.
What's the station? It's in the front.
It is tight, all right.
I'm Ferdinand. Where's my name key? Identify me.
Identify me.
Banner up there. Sure, big one.
He's got man boobs. I don't know if he should really be wearing that.
There's so many things wrong with this outfit.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm turned on, but, you know.
Wow.
I thought Matthew's pants were tight.
Seriously, look at that.
These are tight.
And what you guys aren't, you probably can tell, is his co-host is losing her mind.
This guy is way too happy to be dressed that way.
But he's so, like, nonchalant. Like, yeah, right? Dude, like, why are you guys laughing?
This is my Tuesday.
Absolutely. Look at that. I got magical hooves.
Oh,
did
my God.
Did you drive Deerfoot in that?
No, I just got it.
Okay, all right.
No. Yesterday, I drove Deerfoot cuddling my pumpkin on the armrest, and there were people looking at me like, okay.
What the fuck?
Oh, they're not going to look at you at all like that today.
He's...
I didn't even bother shaving.
Okay, I didn't even bother shaving. That's where I'm going to end that.
Yes. And, amen, dude. I got to give – he's got balls. I mean, I could tell because I could see him on the video. But
yeah, no, some of the best – you know, and I've seen a whole bunch of different costumes. Some of these are really ridiculous. Like, you know, if you go on that app TikTok – 97% of the TikToks is of women dressed in like nothing.
Oh yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to take away from anybody that wants to dress in skimpy clothes and show their boobs and what have you. I have nothing against that, but just understand that people are going to perceive you however they perceive you, and unfortunately, even though it's Halloween, people are going to look at you kind of funky in that way. You know what I mean?
If you don't mind, I'm going to show you a Halloween costume.
Sure, you do you.
And I want to know if you think this is as terrifying as I do.
Okay. It's just a clown. It's you.
No, it's not. It is not me. And I'm going to show you something that's even creepier.
It looks like it was a fat-bottom girl. You sure it wasn't you?
How creepy is this clown in the corner?
Was that John Wayne Gacy? Who is that?
That's my sister.
Wow. I mean, she looked unhappy.
She just, I would too.
What's the difference between her makeup now and then, though?
Oh, that's mean.
I'm kidding, Michelle. I love you. Don't take that personal.
And every year, like clockwork, her husband posts this picture. And he puts, I will always post this when given a reason. My wife was terrifying.
So, I mean, like I was saying here, there's a lot of great Halloween costumes and a lot of terrible ones.
I dressed up as a zombie.
Really? Now, did you take a picture?
No. I mean, I went to work, and I pretty much looked like a zombie.
Oh, so my favorite one, though, and I know you've seen this. I know there's been videos about it, was the one with the alien, like, grabbing the guy. It looks like this is the picture of it.
I have never seen that.
Okay, so it's a blow-up alien, and the guy is the alien, you know, is the legs of the alien, but there's fake legs in front of him. And every video I've seen of guys dressed up this way are of people, you know, being kidnapped by an alien kind of thing. So okay. They're pulling and, don't take me kind of thing, you know. I thought that was creative as hell. Even though it's not a homemade costume, I thought it was pretty funny.
Did you dress up?
Oh, I was in school all day.
Oh, yeah.
I was in school till 9 o'clock. Literally, as this particular season where we live is our rainy season. So there's not a whole hell of a lot of trick-or-treaters unless you're really hardcore trick-or-treater. Yeah. Nobody ever comes out or what have you. So I'm looking up all the different Halloween costumes. Some of the most random bullshit costumes I think are hilarious. This one is for $349. You can get a realistic panda mascot costume. Okay, wow. I'm going to open this up.
I want to see.
It's a giant.
That looks real.
Panda.
That looks freaking real.
And it's almost like you guys ever see those commercials with the panda going crazy in the supermarkets or whatnot? I know you've seen it.
Yeah.
If people will have it, just look up.
I like the dinosaur ones.
Yeah, well, there you go. But this is quite literally like a screen ready panda. I mean, it's the best case scenario.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and then, you know, of course you got those movable fucking, doll things that you get over at the car dealership, you know what I mean?
The floaties.
The floaty thing.
Dusty.
Yes.
Did that this year.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody has those. Some of the most remarkable ones is Thor, Fat Thor, from the.
one of my old employees did Fat Thor.
You can actually buy it for $90.
Or you can go to Walmart and buy it for $7.
Yeah. Or if you go to Spencer's, you can then get a heat map of your body, and of course where your dick is, it's super hot. Look at it. You think I'm kidding? Look,
Incredible. And with the holidays, you know, one of the things I love about Halloween is then I have my father giving me terrible Halloween jokes.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
So there was this guy went to his neighbors and he goes, yeah, I'm going trick-or-treating tonight. And the neighbor's like, oh, you can't go trick-or-treating. And he's like, why not? Oh, there's a killer on the loose. And he goes, oh, I'm not worried. They're like, you're not worried? Why aren't you worried? There's a killer on the loose. He goes, oh, I'm dressed up as a condom, so I'm safe.
That's terrible.
It is.
I think my my son went as a – there was a picture he put out there.
What was he?
Oh, he's an average Joe because his name's Joe. He actually put average on a white cotton T-shirt.
And I'm going to take a stab at this.
Okay.
It was a significant was she
– I honestly don't know what she – what was she? He doesn't know either. I got water boy Willie over here. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm assuming she dressed up as something like a cat or –
No,
like
no,
a schoolgirl or
no, nothing like that.
No,
no. Okay, I don't exactly know. I just know because he brought it in and showed me.
An average Joe. That's cool. I like the play on words.
Yeah, well, you know, he's average. What can I tell you?
I love it.
It looks like she's just dressed up normally.
Really?
Yeah, so here's a picture of her. So one of the guys is a football player. The other one is a referee. I'm got maybe you know what you're not wrong. She looks like a schoolgirl.
Get out of here! Oh my God! Yo, I know you, girl.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. White girl problems.
What did
do?
Ryan dress as?
He didn't. He had school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this year was a little off because we had school across the board. Really.
What about Waterboy?
He stayed home. He was a nurse.
Well, hey there, sexy nurse.
He was a nurse hating life because he didn't want to do it anymore.
I don't blame him.
So, current events, man. Apparently, Agent Orange, our president, decided to kill the ISIS dude. What's his name?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
I swear to God. I was so.
Wait. You know what? And I know his name is similar, but do you really think it's like, you know, his subordinates would go, hey, Big Daddy, what do you want us to blow up now? Kind of thing. Well, yeah.
So I was streaming when I heard about this. And I was on Discord talking to my buddies. And I was like, hey, is this true? And they're like, what? I was like, is it true the leader of ISIS died? They're like, yeah, they killed him. I was like, how did they kill Big Daddy? And they're like, what?
Well, that's like, what he called me on Tuesday.
And he's like, but one of my buddies is like, what? Wait, what? I was like, yeah, Big Daddy. And they're like, do you really, like, do you genuinely think his name is Big Daddy? And I was like, isn't that it? He goes, you're telling me that the leader of the most horrible terrorist group in the history of our lives is Big Daddy?
Well, I mean, wouldn't that be the name that they put him by, though?
His name, I guess, is Bogdaddy.
It doesn't matter. Big Daddy's better.
Whatever. You win some, you lose some. They it's kind of like Coyote.
Nobody puts down Big Daddy. Nobody.
Nobody puts Big Daddy in a corner. Nobody. And I guess that they said it was a dog. There was a dog that had something to do with taking it out. Yeah, I know they bombed it, but the dog was...
Wait, taking it out? Help me out.
Taking him out. Oh. Let me refresh. There was a dog that has to do with the ISIS killing.
I don't know, man. I haven't been paying attention.
What happened? Trump revealed the dog wounded in the L, Big Dad, Baghdad, whatever. His
wow.
Name.
Okay. Right. Are we doing a remedial reading at this point? What the
classified,
hell?
So... Apparently, the special ops crew that was in there was involved with our special ops team plus this dog. And this dog was with the team keeping him at bay, locked at this point. And then the bombs came and took him out.
No, not Big Daddy.
No, not him.
You're going to name all of the terrorists.
I would. That would be awesome.
Big Daddy, Long Schlongy.
Yeah. This guy's going to be called Never Getting Laid. so that, that what's called the goat whisperer?
That's terrible. As we're sitting here eating terrible candy.
Really? So terrible. Keep going back for more.
It's terrible because it's not good for you.
Yeah. We're gonna.
I've been looking up different terrible foods now, and I got turned on to. I got turned on because, you know, me and food.
Because I'm around.
No. No, if anything, it turned me off.
Ugh.
I got turned on to terrible foods. So I'm starting to look at it. So there's a whole bunch of different, like, types of food that came out. Okay. Like Lay's and Twinkies and things along those lines.
Okay.
And I'm looking at it. One of the Lay's products that it's just turning me off, it's honey butter Lay's chips.
I feel my arteries clogging.
Dude, I mean, where the fuck is that released that it's honey butter?
Well, with that being said, when I was in, when I went to Vegas with my father, we went to the Coca-Cola factory and we tried out, like,
You were saying that, yeah.
Different flavors from all over the world. We tried M&M's, like, I tried wasabi M&M's, because they have all these different
That flavors. Actually sounds pretty good,
though. It was kind of good. So it doesn't surprise me that they have some weird shit.
But honey butter? Ugh.
I know, I just found out that Chipotle is trying out in Dallas, Texas, I believe, a new queso.
Dude, I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember in the 80s they had this stuff that they sprinkled on the chips and it made people's assholes bleed? You don't remember any of this? Seepage and the whole nine. It's,
no.
That, okay, well, they did. And it was similar to some of these flavors, I feel. Okay, so I know Canadians are going to disagree with me. But ketchup chips are fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, but hear me out. I don't mind dunking chips into ketchup or mustard as an addition.
Well, you're a psychopath.
Well, no. I mean, like, let's say you have a hot dog or hamburger or something. There's a little extra ketchup on your plate, extra mustard.
Nope.
Maybe even some relish.
I won't do it.
No, don't tell me you won't do it if the shit's on the plate. You're telling me you're not going to eat that one chip on your plate if there's something on it?
Nope.
How? Why?
Because I don't like the condiments on the chips like that.
Yeah, but if it just falls on it and you don't notice it. Now, you're telling me, okay, so if you're saying that, you're not going to take a bite of a hamburger and then grab a chip at the same exact time.
Actually, no. We had a talk about this. Are you unaware?
I'm always unaware. I'm married.
I like to eat my food separate. So if I have three things on a plate, I eat those things separate one at a time.
But you'll never... I'm sorry, folks. I'm moving around here. Apologize. So what you're telling me is that you won't eat... Like, a good example is chips and a burger, chips and a hot dog together at any point.
I will. But I'll have the burger, and then after I'm done eating the entire burger, then I'll have my chips.
But what about
versa.
The different textures together? That's the whole point of
doing that. Oh, let's not get crazy. Okay, I'm not about that lifestyle. I don't like living on the edge like that.
Really?
Yeah, no.
See, I'm a texture guy, so taking a nice bite of a nice thick hamburger and then maybe a chip or two after the fact, that just, the contrast is very good.
Yeah, that's, yeah, no, not a fan.
So, okay, so stews, soups, stuff like that. You won't eat those because it's all in one thing.
It's different, though.
How is it different?
So, it's like.
How is beef stew different from having a roast beef with carrots and potatoes?
So, like, all right, perfect example. We'll say I had a plate with chicken and green beans.
Okay.
I won't take a piece of chicken and a piece of green beans and put it in my mouth.
Okay, but you'll eat soup with green beans and chicken.
Exactly, because it was prepared in that.
And business. I'm fucking nuts. And I'm fucking nuts. It's the same thing.
Did you see me when we had Chinese?
It's the same thing.
You didn't see me when we had Chinese?
No, either. No.
So when we had the Chinese, I ate all the chicken, and then I ate the fried rice after.
Yeah, I'm the crazy one. He's fucking nuts.
That's the thing.
Dude, okay, so you pointed this out to me, but I'm gonna steal this one. They have a thing called mint Twinkies.
I would never eat those.
Mint chocolate chip Twinkies.
Never.
So back to the different flavors of foods. And I'm looking at it. Lay's seems to be high as balls all the time because there's so many different types of Lay's potato chips. They have beer and brat potato chips.
That doesn't surprise me in the least bit.
That sounds fucking horrible. Apparently Taki and Lay's are together. They're the same group or something. Because Taki chips are fucking nuts. They have everything from shrimp flavored to, fried pickles with ranch. That's a Lay's flavor.
I will tell you, I've had the Lay's dill pickle chips.
You're nasty.
And those are delicious.
You might as well eat the scrotum of a gangster. Dude, I don't know if this one's fake or not, but it's New England lobster roll.
Waterboy was asking if I ever had fried pickles. And yes, I've had fried pickles.
They're not very good.
No.
I don't like them. I'm a fan of pickles, don't get me wrong. But I don't like fried pickles.
Ooh.
What's up?
I just also found out that Taco Bell has some weird items.
Taco Bell has, it's all shit. Don't eat it.
They have,
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the first to tell you that Taco Bell is terrible food.
They have a French toast. Let me just read this right.
He's over here.
French toast chalupa.
Folks, you got to understand, he's sitting on the couch like they're about to introduce him to the casting couch. And he's drooling.
I'm one step away from putting my legs up and giving birth
right
now.
He's drooling right now. He's talking like, ooh, French toast. Blah, 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 blah. So you're telling me you won't eat French toast with a sausage?
Oh, God, no. That's – so I am
– like, I'm flabbergasted that you can't eat like that. Folks, and I understand there's a lot of people that way, but goddamn, that's crazy.
One thing for me, and you, anywhere that I would go for breakfast, I need my pancakes on a separate plate.
So you see, my wife's the same. She doesn't do pancakes. She does French toast.
Yeah, I don't eat French toast. I eat pancakes. But the reason why I have to have them on a second plate is I will not eat eggs if they have maple syrup on them. If there's any maple syrup that touches my eggs, they're good to me. They're dead to me.
Okay, but do you ever dunk sausage into maple syrup?
That is blasphemy.
You're out of your fucking mind.
No, first off, I don't like sausage.
Oh, that's not what you said last night.
Hey! I'm a bacon bits kind of guy. I like
oh,
the bacon.
God. Why?
Love bacon.
But bacon bits are not bacon.
Un cochon.
The fuck does that mean?
It's pig.
Dude, bacon bits are not pig. Bacon bits, I don't know what the fuck
no,
bacon bits are.
Bacon, in general. Bacon is pig.
You nasty. You nasty motherfucker.
I love it. You bacon.
Nasty. So, I'm sorry. That's disgusting. You're disgusting.
Well, I mean, just think about months ago when we ended up eating weird food.
What's this wee shit?
You did not eat weird food?
I don't remember any of that.
Oh, yeah. I remember I ended up having an allergic reaction to the flavored crickets. You don't remember that? Okay.
I don't remember any of that. Hey, apparently they're coming out. They're all interested. All the original cast of Hocus Pocus are interested in doing a second movie.
Oh, my God.
You know what, man?
That was the only movie that she looked hot in.
Who?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, there's not very many that she was good in.
Yeah, because most of the time her face looks like a foot.
Have you ever seen... Have you ever seen Sarah Jessica Parker in the 80s movies? The early 80s movies when she was like...
Oh, yeah, Footloose?
She wasn't in Footloose.
Look it up, dude. I'm telling you, we had this debate.
Sarah Jessica Parker was... We didn't have a debate. Who the fuck are you talking to? It wasn't me.
She was in
Jessica Parker.
She
spelled
was the,
it completely wrong.
She was the friend of the main female character.
I'm looking it up right now. you keep doing that if you'd like. I almost lost Footloose job because of my hair. Apparently, she was in Footloose.
I rest my case. You know,
Matt, I guess Kevin Bacon did work with everybody. That six degrees of bacon is really a thing, huh?
Yeah. So I'm going to – can I just share with
you? Okay, real quick. Pizza. They make a pizza with pepperoni. You got olives. You get onions. You get whatever you like in a pizza. Do you eat it?
First off, I don't get pepperoni on a pizza.
Why don't you – man, you're a fucking weirdo.
For a pizza, the most I'll get is –
if you say pineapple, we're done.
No, that's no.
– Folks, if you like pineapple, you don't have to listen to this podcast anymore. You
I like cheese and mushroom.
Cheese and mushroom?
Yeah.
That's a weird texture profile.
I just found this online.
Okay.
And it's apparently 25 weird food combinations you just might have to try.
Not you, but me probably.
You probably try. All right? And I'm gonna tell them to you, and you're going to tell me if you would. Okay. This right. guy eats tuna salad with Ruffles chips.
Yes, that sounds right.
Okay.
So the thing with tuna is that it's a singular texture. So I'm a big texture-ish guy. So tuna is very soft. It's very gritty by itself. And when you put mayo or whatever you like to put in there, it's just the one-note thing. So if you put bread, if it's not a harder type bread, it's all one note. It's tasty, don't get me wrong, but after a sandwich, you really don't want to eat it anymore. Now you have the choice of making it a melt so you can make the toast crunchy or what have you. It gives you a different texture. So the chips, adding it to it, it gives it the texture without actually having to toast the bread. It's very tasty. I've done it. You can actually add pickles to it as well and make it like
Well, I use pickle juice or mustard in the making of my tuna.
Well, there you go. But I'm talking in terms of, and again, textures, not taste.
You're talking about the crunch of the tuna. Okay.
It's not the crunch. It just removes the one note of it. And that's the point. Like eating a piece of bread.
Like when people sometimes put little bits of celery inside the tuna fish.
Okay. So if you eat tuna fish by itself.
Yes.
Just tuna fish.
Yes.
It's a very one note, very one flavor, very one profile. There's yep. nothing else to it. There's nothing surprising to it. So when you add anything else to it, it just changes the profile of it slightly, right?
We just spent 4 minutes on tuna so far.
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
Are we interesting each other?
How are you having a conversation about tuna?
Because believe it or not, this is my wheelhouse.
What was the guy you dressed up for as Halloween last year? Bob?
Bob Ross. Ross, yeah.
You're like the Bob Ross of cooking.
Cooking in general is, and I've said this before, if I didn't have a family, I would have become a chef.
Wow.
And I don't discount my family now, but cooking is my stress reliever.
Can I offer you number two?
Sure.
This one's a little weird.
Well, you say, I mean,
they're
the
gonna
first
get
one was,
weird.
Okay.
Vanilla ice cream.
Okay.
Chocolate sauce. And Cheez-It dust.
Yeah, you lost me at the Cheez-It dust.
Okay.
Oh, why Cheez-Its, though?
Pickles.
So you're just moving on. You're not even...
Well, I'm asking. I want to find out. The ones that you say yes to, we'll discuss.
I don't eat Cheez-Its generally, so I don't really know their flavor profile.
Okay.
I know they're drier, but I don't know what that would work to. I mean, it adds a crunch, I guess.
Pickles with frosting.
What type of pickles? Is it like a bread and butter or is it like a sour pickle?
I'm assuming it's a dill.
What type of frosting?
We'll say vanilla.
No.
Okay. Spaghetti topped with a small handful of mini M&Ms.
Oh, they make a sauce with chocolate already with tomato sauce. It's. Now, you didn't say tomato sauce, though. Is it spaghetti with tomato sauce, or is it just spaghetti?
Yes.
Okay, so they make a mole sauce. Same scenario. It's just the M&M's, the chocolate's melted. That's all.
So would you have that?
I've had mole sauce. It's no difference.
That's weird.
But again, you're not taking into account it's an actual sauce already.
Nachos, microwaved marshmallows with Doritos and cheese.
It sounds gross, but the flavor profiles work together because you got the sweetness. Well, look at it this way. You ever had sweet potato pie?
Maybe.
Okay. It's a terrible renditioning, but sweet potato pie is a very one note. They add marshmallows to the top and melt it, so it takes a little different, and it's
so it's like
smoky.
The yin of the yang kind of thing.
So, but if you have sweet potatoes, generally, yes, they add sweetness, but it's kind of salty too. So same scenario, and all the flavors actually work well together. It's like adding, I don't know if you've ever, well, you probably haven't, but you ever have a peanut butter and jelly and then put Doritos in the middle of it?
You need to leave.
No. That happens. It's tasty. It really is tasty.
Nope.
I tell you what, if you got all three of those, I'll make it and I'll tell you if it's, I'll let you taste it.
I can tell you, I don't got bread, I don't got peanut butter, I don't got jam, and I don't got Doritos.
Jam? No, not jam.
Jelly?
Not jam. Grape jelly, a concentrate Concord.
That's
grape
another thing.
Jelly.
I don't eat grape jelly.
Well, that's what it works
my
with.
Because the reason why is because my father brought me up on strawberry preserves.
I understand that, but have you never had the grape jelly with this as a meal? It's actually very tasty, and it adds a flavor profile that you don't generally get with peanut butter and jelly.
People do that with bananas and peanut butter.
Well, again, but you gotta
the sweet to the salty.
Well, generally, yeah, it's a nanner sandwich. It's what Elvis was a fan of.
Mm. We had that as a thing on the podcast.
Yeah.
I thought so. This person says, I eat avocados in my Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
See, I don't know anything about. Okay, just avocados alone are silky and they're smooth, almost like a.
Like a paste.
No, think of mayonnaise. Okay,
if you
break it down to like mayonnaise consistency, that's great. But if it's like a chunked avocado, I mean, if you like avocado, I guess.
Grapefruit and string cheese.
No. Okay. Nope.
You know what's funny is we've only reached, this is the eighth one. Pepperoni.
Okay.
Peanut butter sandwiches.
That's it?
That's it. Peanut butter, okay. Pepperoni sandwiches.
Now, I mean,
this guy said he got it from someone in middle school and loved it ever since.
What type of pepperoni would be my question?
Oh, I don't know.
Because if it's like a smoky pepperoni, it might actually work, believe it or not, with the peanut butter. Okay, his face that he's making right now. He looks like he just shit himself, but he doesn't like the smell.
Oh. Peanut butter and mayo sandwich.
That happens. That's actually a common occurrence.
Nope.
First off, you might not like it, but it's a common occurrence. Oh. I tell you right now, if you like grilled cheese, use mayo instead of butter. You'll get a better crust on the outside of your grilled cheese, and it doesn't taste anything like mayonnaise.
This one says...
After you grill it, I'm saying. So if you use the mayo on the outside instead of a butter, it actually grills very, very evenly, and it crusts up very nicely, and then the flavor profile of the mayonnaise completely dissipates, and it becomes like a buttery taste. It's very good.
Cow brains with eggs.
I've never eaten cow brains, so I don't know. It almost seems like it's the same consistency, frankly.
Are you a fan of mayo?
I don't mind it.
Jello with mayonnaise.
Again, same consistency. I'm not. Nothing changes.
Pringles with Nutella.
Certain Pringles would work. Yeah, well, it's super salty with sweet.
This guy's a lunatic.
Dude, again, you got to take into account. And what you're not hearing me is the concept of textures and profiles that work well together. So if you go into an Asian restaurant, it's sweet, sour, and hot. That's generally what it is. All three of those are sweet, sour, or hot in some form or another, and they all work well together. So if you use that profile formula, it'll work. You know, and if you look at like an Italian culinary, it's more savory and it's more on a hotter side. There's not a lot of sweet involved, but it still works. You know what I mean?
I'm going to just pick out just so we not hear the whole day.
All right. And again, I keep telling you, this is my wheelhouse, my man.
I'm going to pick out three more.
All right.
Pizza and applesauce.
How would you put that together?
Like you put applesauce on top.
Sprinkle it on top?
Yeah.
What type of pizza?
Looks to be like an everything pizza.
I mean, it could work. I've never had it, but it could work. You got to remember, there's different types of applesauce and there's different types of pizza.
Yeah, my mother made an applesauce that was really chunky. Really
you can go chunky, you can go smooth, you can go sweet, you can go more savory. You don't have to keep it.
Oh, I like the sweet.
See, but that's my point. All you're thinking about is the fucking mozz in a jar and it's fucking 4,000 grams of sugar.
I never liked the mozz, though.
But my point to you is you're thinking in that world where it's sweeter, it's smoother.
Sure, sure.
In that world, it could be mostly chunks and they call it applesauce. You don't ever know. Like, apples on a pizza could be just like fucking pineapple on a pizza, like we discussed, is fucking terrible. So, I mean, I don't know. I've never tried it. Some people like it.
Chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Dipped in Sprite.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, little kids do that all the time.
And then the last one, which is horrible, just absolutely atrocious to me. Grapes.
Okay.
Dipped in ranch dressing.
Okay, anything with ranch dressing is terrible to me.
Really?
I can't. Ranch dressing is the bane of my existence. It's
Did
terrible.
You ever get sick on it?
I don't like. Well, here's a story, okay? And this will feed into the ranch. So, my parents used to make homemade salmon pies. And what a salmon pie is very simply like a French meat pie, like a, help me out here, like a pot pie.
Yes.
It's a something inside of a pie with a topping on the top and what have you. So what my parents would do is they would make them from scratch, freeze them, and then warm up again. The problem is when you warm them up, they get like molten lava level hot.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what happened in this particular situation. I absolutely love salmon pie. I'd cut a piece of myself, put it on the table.
I've never had salmon pie.
Sat down to eat it. It was one of my favorite things to eat in the world. Burned the living shit out of my mouth. Like to the point where I had welts and whatnot. It was that bad. I couldn't eat for a day, that kind of thing. And I was a fat little kid, so you know how that goes.
You? No. Yeah.
So anyway, from that day forward, I hated it. And so using that story as a backdrop, ranch up until a certain point I absolutely enjoyed. But what happened was is that I got completely ill a night that I had ranch, and I want to say it was chicken nuggets or something or whatever the case is. I don't even remember what it was. But I got stupidly ill, and since then I've never been able to eat ranch again. And I never associated it to the chicken nuggets or whatever the meal was. It was always just that.
I understand. My sister's like that with is it Cool Ranch Doritos?
Okay, yeah.
She got sick one time after having them, and she's to this day.
There's a weird aversion with Cool Ranch that I used to have as well. I don't know if it happens to everybody, but for myself, Cool Ranch, I got really sick one day. And again, it had nothing to do with the Dorito. It was, you know, I was just sick. And from then, it always gave me a weird aftertaste every time I would eat it, and I didn't care for them anymore. I would just stick with the nacho cheese or whatever the case is. My wife became a huge fan of the Cool Ranch Doritos, so I just went with that, you know. And now I'm eating them again, but yeah, it is what it is.
I mean, there are certain things that I won't eat anymore, but not because I got sick. Like, when I was a kid, I remember one day we were sitting in my mom's living room, and it was me, my dad, and my mom. And we were watching – do you remember Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman?
I've never watched it, but I know the show.
Okay. We were sitting there, and we were having Chinese. And my dad was eating chicken wings.
All right.
And he choked on a bone from the chicken wing.
He really needs to chew versus swallow.
Yeah, and my mom had to give him the Heimlich maneuver, and I've never had a chicken wing since.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'll have boneless. I have never eaten a chicken wing since.
So because your old man didn't know how to chew or didn't have his falsies in.
That terrified me.
It terrified you.
It seriously did.
I love chicken wings. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Really?
If I had to, like, my top, okay, I'll go top three favorite foods of all time. I'm not going seasonal because seasonal would be French meat pie, my grandmother's French meat pie, first and foremost.
Your brother just talked about that.
Yeah, I know, because I was telling him he could sell them for a particular price. But anyway, regular top three, I would have to say General Tao chicken.
Okay.
First and foremost, all the time, General Tao chicken. Chicken wings second, and third, I would have to say everything pizza minus anchovies.
Those are your three favorite.
Three favorite. If I never eat anything but those again, I'll be good.
Shepherd's pie.
Oh, homemade or like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now
hold it, hold it. Wait a minute. But you just said you don't eat fucking things together.
No. I didn't say that. I don't eat things that are separated and then put on the plate as separate.
Oh my God, you're fucking crazy.
Shepherd's pie, lasagna. And I can't believe I'm going to give this award to you, but your soup.
My soup?
Yep.
No shit.
Yep. It's really up there.
Yeah, here's the deal with my soup. It's real simple. It's like five ingredients.
Yeah, which you're not going to display on here. You want them, you got to come and buy them.
I've come to the realization, folks, that when you cook. Now, I'm sorry this whole episode's about food. I didn't realize it was going to be this way.
Yeah, who would have thunk fat guys talking about food? Yeah,
but I tell you what, let me ask you honestly. I find this interesting. I mean, out of 45 fucking episodes, we finally found something that I'm interested in.
this is your strong suit. For me, it's you can get me on like Marvel, DC, like shows and movies.
Oh, we can do that all day.
But I could talk about that until I'm...
You know what it is, dude? And again, I've been doing this. I remember cooking with Meme. Now, our grandmother, if you've listened to old stories and what have you, our grandmother is an 80-ish-year-old woman. I'm sorry if I'm wrong about your age, Meme, but she's all of 100 pounds soaking wet, and I think I'm adding like 35 pounds, frankly. And the woman, being at her age right now, will still create a 47-course meal for three people.
It's hilarious.
I helped her put down a false floor. Floating floor. Like, I don't know, 8 months ago. Maybe longer. It doesn't matter. And she said, oh, thank you so much. Let me cook you lunch. I said, not a big deal. You know, whatever. You want to cook lunch, it's cool. Walked into her house. She had T-bones. Like 15 T-bones cooked for three people.
When we went over there, a couple months ago, you wanted to have a talk with her.
Yeah.
She gave you like 80 pounds of chicken wings.
Yeah. Like, where the fuck did you get all these? How many chickens did you slaughter, Meme?
There is a whole farm gone.
But my point to you is ever since I can remember for myself, as a youth, the only thing that I ever had that I was good at, like school, I sucked at. I was terrible. You know, dealing with people, I was terrible, have you. The only thing that I had was food.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always been my fallback. And, you know, my family, I find it so much easier to create those types of things. And like I keep saying to you, the textures and the building of that stuff absolutely mesmerizes me. I love it.
Yeah, I don't.
Dude, it's, you know, and that's the point. If you took the time to go through it, you're and just start building your own profiles of food, you'll find out that mixing and matching and certain things work well and certain things don't. Like you said, the thing with the marshmallows and the what was it again? Marshmallows and
marshmallows on Doritos.
Yeah, that it sounds gross, but texture-wise and taste-wise, it might work well.
It's one thing I have in common with Meme is when I cook, by the time I'm done cooking,
you wear a dress.
No.
You wear a little smock.
No.
You have gray hair and you yell at Renault.
Renault! No, I don't. When I'm cooking, I don't want to eat.
That's weird.
Yeah, she gets, just like me, I get full off of like cooking.
Yeah, but she's not even tasting it at this point.
Nope.
Now, the best part about my grandmother, and I'm gonna end this on this note about talking about her, is that she's older. As I said, she's, you know, mid-80s, whatever the case is. So she wanted to work with the family and put out a cookbook for the family. And my grandmother is just like every grandmother that's older in life. She will tell you what goes into it, but she won't give you the amount.
Yeah, it's a pinch of this.
It's a pinch of this. It's a little of that. You do that by eye. So now my mother and my aunt were both putting together this book for her, and they're both sitting there trying to trying to pay attention to what she's doing. It's funny as hell because my grandmother cooks a particular way, and she doesn't care about anything outside of that, and whatever's in it, it's whatever's in it kind of thing. You eat it, and that's all there's to it. So, you know, due to just love of the process, they started putting different measurements and shit on all the things. And none of the measurements are right, by the way, because I've done 3/4 of these recipes, and I go, that don't taste right at all.
No.
What the fuck? So so now I've gotten to the point where I'm doing what my meme would do, and I would just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But, I mean, in certain situations, some of these meals I've made 87 times, 90 times, and every single time I would adjust it somewhat. And the problem is some of these meals turn out so well that my family wants them again, I forgot how to fucking make them. So my wife, my lovely, lovely wife, will sit there and go, this sounds great. I need you to write this down or to remember what you've done so after we eat it and everybody enjoys it, you know what the fuck you've done. Right? So you said pancakes. I have a recipe for pancakes that I made myself. Mm. Like, from scratch. I don't know. Ash, you can answer this one. How many times did I make pancakes before you guys told me to stop? I mean, I think I'm around the 250th time of making pancakes at this point. Yeah.
So, you put salt in pancakes?
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Well, that's new to me.
Okay. Anyway, so.
My girlfriend just, she made something for me the other day, and I'm not joking. I'm gonna keep my composure right now. It was my mom's meatballs. She made them without my mom's recipe. I swear to God, dude. I ate them. They were my mother's meatballs.
Nate, I got to tell you, that's cool. But, you know, maybe they were just the general meatball that everybody makes.
The thing is that my mom never made it with turkey.
I got you.
It was anything.
Well,
no,
I mean, well, hold on. How do you know that, though?
Because my mom used, she was a big fan of the 93.7.
Oh, she only used beef together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, hell no. When you make meatballs, you got to make it with at least two types of meat.
And she just, Amber made them with turkey, just turkey.
Okay.
And it was absolutely scrumdiddlyumptious. I went back. I had two rolls. Smutted in cheese.
Smutted in cheese?
Smutted in cheese.
Yeah, there you go. Well, at least you got something that she can make.
And when I told her that, I was like, they taste like, that was the, you should have seen her light up like it was 4th of July.
I made meatballs a particular way for 15 years.
Them in the crock pot?
Yeah. Okay. Or if, actually, when I make them now, I have to make them in a big fucking pan because they always go.
Yeah.
There's never a situation where they don't go.
Well, you're
now
feeding 100 people in your house, man. So you got an army.
What I do now is I do three parts. I do pork, I do veal, and I do, and I don't want to hear about fucking veal. I know what it is. Fuck you people. It is what it is. So veal is baby cow, if you must know. It's much more textury and very.
Oh, see, I thought it was deer. Oh, no, that's venison. Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, and then I use hamburger. I use more parts hamburger than veal and pork. And it makes a completely different texture type of meatball, and a flavor profile is fucking crazy. Ugh, I'm drooling at this point because I'm thinking about making it.
You know what?
But my secret is I throw sweet sausage, and I cook that bad boy up. All those juices go in there, and boom.
No Aaron Lagasse in here. He says, boom.
A boom.
For me, my worst thing I won't eat anymore, I just don't like it at all, is liver.
I've never liked liver. It's terrible.
Me and my father went to Davenport's a couple weeks ago, and I ordered my usual, which is a turkey club with mashed potatoes instead of French fries. And he goes, I'll take the liver. I was like, really? She walks away. He looks me dead in the face. He goes, I don't even like liver. I was like, then why are you having it? He goes, I don't really know.
My parents would cook liver all the time. My mother hates it. My brother hates it. My father loves liver.
Ugh.
He was raised on it. It was on a farm or something. But, dude, when you cook that shit, it tastes like – it smells like dirt.
Yeah.
I mean, it truly smells like dirt.
And it's so bland. Like, it's
it's so bad. It tastes like bad meat.
Yeah.
It tastes like bad meat across the board. No matter how you would cook that fucking thing, it would taste terrible. Oh, you know, and then, of course, all the – fucking connoisseurs over there, like, oh, what you got to do is you got to add a little bit more onion and a little bit more of this. Well, fuck you. It's terrible.
I mean, so, as you know, I'm a big fan of Joe Rogan.
Okay.
And I listen to his podcast, and he will say it till he's blue in the face that there is just a difference in buying in killing a deer or an elk, gutting it, cleaning it, cooking that. That is, you know, on a farm, bred, like, in the wild kind of thing.
Yep.
Compared to going to the store and buying something.
Well, absolutely, because the stuff in the store is USDA, and it all has to be certified a particular way. And, you know, and there's something to be said about free range. Free range everything. If you hear people talk about free range chickens and free range beef, it's so much more tasty. It's and honestly, free range doesn't mean that it's out of a cage.
Is that your foot?
No, it's not my foot.
All right, I was playing footsies with you.
Doesn't mean it's out of a cage or anything like that. It just means that it's in a bigger cage. That's all it means.
That's it.
Honestly. So, yeah, it always tastes better because it's you know, a little bit more room to play. It's if you I've unfortunately watched some of these terrible fucking animal slaughtering videos.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, what they do is, like, certain in some cases they take chicken breasts. Chicken breasts are not meant to be as big as they are. Believe it or not, they feed them hormones. They feed them all kinds of fun little things to make them bigger, and they even plump them up with like a salty water brine thing. It's very disgusting.
So, do you? I mean, I know there's a huge price difference in a lot of cases, but are you a firm believer of organic over?
I can't afford it.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I would love organic. What I believe in, and if you have the ability to do it, folks, do not go to a supermarket. Don't. Find yourself a butcher. Find yourself a like a whole, I'm saying this wrong, not a Whole Foods, but a wholesale beef slaughterhouse kind of thing.
A literal butcher shop where a guy literal gets butcher a full
shop,
cow
yeah.
and cuts it up.
I would tell you flat out that those folks get the most prime cuts, the best meat. Like, I have a deal that I go to in Johnston, Rhode Island. It's literally a slaughterhouse in the back and a meat store in the front. So when Betsy goes in the back, within 12 hours, I have Betsy on my plate. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
And how's price?
Prices, because it's a wholesale, is about a third of the cost. So where you go get, and I'll use prime rib as an example, prime rib out here in Rhode Island area. If you get a prime rib for 10 people, you're looking at about $120, $125. That's all set to go to put however you want to cook it. Some people sear it. Some people, you know, high to low temp, whatever you want to do. If you in a butcher store, in a slaughterhouse scenario, that $120 becomes more like $90-ish, $95.
See, I've been, you know me, you know I love my prime rib. And I was going to 99's because they had that great special.
Yeah, it's not really prime rib that you're eating, though. You know that, right?
What is it I'm eating?
It's a prime cut. It's not prime rib. It's just prime cut.
So that brings on my another. When I was a kid, you know, we used to go to this place called Joseph's. And I was like 14, 13, 14 at the time. And we'd all get – my parents would both get king cuts.
Okay.
And I would get a queen cut.
Fairy.
Now I'm older. I got king cuts and stuff like that. Is that it's king cut prime rib? I thought.
Okay, so
this is what it just confuses
on,
me.
On a beef cow, you have prime cuts, sub cuts, and you know lower type of cuts, like a harder. Depending on where they land in the muscle structure, it's a lot tender versus tougher.
Okay.
Now prime rib is a specific cut of meat. It's found in the loin, I believe. I could be completely wrong in this. You know what? Let me look up while we're talking about it. So a prime rib is quite literally that prime rib. It's a rib cut of the prime. But then you have a different type of prime. Come on. I hate this computer. You know what? I'm gonna use my phone. Fuck y'all people.
All right. Tell you how you really feel.
All right. So I don't want to screw this up, so I'm just going to put it. Different prime.
I'm ready to cook you up, kitty.
Cuts. Okay, so on beef. Let me just put different prime beef cuts. Just so we all know that we're talking about
Sorry,
it, I know.
Oh, no, I was hitting the cat.
Okay, so I have a poster here. And this might actually show you here. Okay, so the round, chuck, sirloin, other cuts, short rib, ribs.
Chuck is like the bad side, right?
Of course, I can't get it to fucking go in for a... You know what, folks? Just look it up.
All right. Fair enough.
Ah, here we go. Here we go. Perfect. All right. So I don't know if you can see this or not.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got the shanks. Those are the really low.
He's showing me a colorful cow.
Those are the really low section of the cow. They're always in movement. They're always, you know, the legs of the cow is always moving. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a little harder.
Sure.
A lot of cartilage, a lot of what have you. The parts of the cow that you want to look for are along the back ridge. So this is a prime cut. So prime rib is right here. Short loin is right here. So prime, and then sirloins are back here. And so where they are located is where the prime cuts are. But they're all prime to an extent. So I get, I don't get prime rib. I get prime, shit, it's called something else, but
okay.
It doesn't have any rib parts to it at all.
Okay.
So it's still fatty. It's very, very, very good meat. You know what I mean? I just wish I had a better.
What is it? So what is it going to take for me to get your meat?
All it takes for you, you know what? Never mind. You know what I'd like is some Japanese Wagyu. Oh, stuff is so good.
What is it?
Wagyu. Okay, so
I know that's what dogs' tails do.
No, Wagyu is this. Cocksucker. Of course.
It's a cocksucker.
Trying to open it. I don't want to open. This is Wagyu. It's a specific type of beef bred in Japan in a Wagyu province. And what it is they're very...
fatty.
It's continuous. And it's like it's... So the beef, the cattle is raised in a way where it doesn't really move a lot. It gets fed, grass-fed, particular types of things. It's fed in open plains and whatnot. It's a very...
140 bucks for 13 ounces?
That's the reason. So Wagyu beef is literally, it's one of those types of beef where you walk it through a room and it's already cooked. You can't cook this beef like you do like a steak. It's just not. It's and it melts in your mouth. All the responses that I ever hear about this type of beef is that it's like butter melting in your mouth without even chewing it.
I mean, I'm just looking at it like, I don't know ounces, but I know that like a lot of times you'll get a piece of like filet mignon where it will be like 8 ounces.
I don't know, man. It's,
why are you talking dirty to your phone right now with this Wagyu?
Oh, dude, it is so tasty.
So you have had
so it. Tasty. No, I haven't, but I want to.
Okay.
I really want to. Cuts of beef. Let's see this one. Cuts of beef. Rib cuts. Here we go. Right here. This is what I've been looking for. Top sirloin, bottom sirloin, tenderloin. Tenderloin is a really good cut. Oh, God. We really got to get somebody in here to talk about food.
I just want somebody to feed me steak.
Okay, first off, I ain't feeding you fat ass nothing. Cocksucker.
As you're touching my Reese's.
Wow, holy shit. We've just talked about food for an hour.
Yeah.
Wow, folks. Hey, maybe you like this type of episode. Let us know, because I'm honestly, we're literally just sitting here bullshitting. That's all that we've been doing. This is weird.
And now I'm tired and hungry.
I am, too. I'm hungry and tired.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm gonna eat and go to sleep.
This whole episode feels like Mr. Rogers' fucking playhouse.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we're quiet, we're cool. I didn't even get to play on my fucking soundboard.
Thank
what the
God.
Hell? Oh, I got some up right here.
Look
let's.
At this.
I'm
like Dana from Star Trek.
Thank God. What?
Don't I look like Dana? Is that his name? Data? No. What was his name?
Geordi, dude.
Geordi. Data was the creepy guy.
Data was this android, bro.
Yeah, but he was, remember Independence Day?
Oh, yeah, he was the old doctor.
Yeah, he was the creepy
scientist.
For
whatever reason, I thought in Independence Day he played two parts, but he didn't.
No, he's just that
It
guy.
Was just Randy Quaid and him. They both look similar for some
Very
reason.
Very similar. It's the nose.
Was it Randy? No, it wasn't Randy Quaid. It was, no.
Yeah, it was.
Was it Randy Quaid?
The guy who flew the plane in?
Yes. Hello, boys!
I'm coming home!
All right, folks, on that note, we're going to end this. We went a little long today. Wow, no shit. Really, seriously, folks, if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Shoot us an email. All the information is in the beginning. And or give us a like on Apple or whatever the other platforms that you use. Let us know. We'll do more of them like this. I don't give a shit. We'll talk about whatever Nathan likes.
Boobies.
I can have I can do 4 hours on tits. I don't mind.
Is it bad that I look down at mine?
Well, wouldn't you need to look down at yours? I don't understand.
That's true. That's true. I hear boobies and I look down.
Wow, he's grabbing himself right now.
He
is fucking grabbing himself like in a weird, sensual way. There's something seriously not right with this cat.
We're going to go, folks.
No, we're not going to go. We're going to sit here and talk about you grabbing your tits.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How you like it, baby? How do you like it? All right, so, folks, we love you to death. Have yourself a lovely day.